So I want to ask the question that I think is on a lot of people's minds, if they're just people who don't know this, like, Wolf of Wall Street corporate lingo, but, like, what is a hostile takeover? Like, how can Elon Musk force Twitter to become his company?
Right. So a hostile takeover is kind of exactly what it sounds. It is an uninvited demand for the opportunity to buy Twitter. And Twitter's board, you know, they have a fiduciary duty to do what is best for the shareholders. So that means if someone offers a legitimate amount of money, you have to consider it. You can't just laugh it off because that's not what the executives want, or that's not what the employees want, or not what the users want. It's all about what is good for shareholders.
So even if everyone on the board of this company is like, we don't really want him to have control of our company and we don't want to sell to him, they don't have the control to say no. They have to basically say, look, you're offering us enough money, so here you go. Here's our company.
No, they don't have to agree to it at all, but they do have to consider it. And the amount that he offered, you know, makes it hard to just like dismiss outright. Mm-hmm. It was a premium on the very recent stock price. However, it is not, if you consider just, you know, late fall last year, it was worth almost double as much. So it's not an offer that they can just laugh out of hand. You know, they have to take it seriously. And that's why they adopted Twitter's board this poison pill defense.
Yeah, that's another term that I've heard people throw around that I really don't understand. Like, what is the poison pill defense? Like, what is Twitter trying to do here to defend against this hostile takeover?
Intuitively, you understand. Like, it means, like, I kill myself, but also kill you. I mean, essentially what it does is buys the Twitter board some time. So this poison pill defense, it only kicks in if Elon Musk increases his share to 15%. If that happens, everybody but Elon, as the prospective buyer, will be able to buy Twitter shares at a reduced price. And those shares, say it's they'll offer $10. And those shares at $10 will begin trading at $20. Mm-hmm. So that means that Elon's stake in the company is significantly reduced. And the amount of money he would have to pay in order to buy up enough shares to purchase Twitter and take it private is prohibitively expensive. And so this also could potentially force Elon to go back to the board to renegotiate. I mean, really what they're buying is time and difficulty. You know, if he wanted to just, as the richest man in the world, make a quick offer, take Twitter off the market, that's no longer an easy-peasy option for him. All of a sudden, it gets much more complicated.